There's a couple of things I'm smiling and laughing about this morning. One of them was, I don't know, maybe you're with me on this one. I'm not exactly sure who creates the lectionary or who did it back in the day, but this is just like the most out of context gospel in the world. And it's just like, did they forget to print like the first half or the second half or something like that? And so it is important to like just remind ourselves of the context of it. I mean, it's just like on its own, it's the most confusing thing in the world, so I can't imagine why they chose it. But in this particular scene, what happens just before this is that Jesus chooses the 12. You know, so he has the 12, and then the list of names is actually given in Mark of the apostles. And one of the things that's so important about that is as he starts to choose, as he starts to kind of make his authority known, of course, that probably starts to get the other authorities and scribes and scholars of the law a little bit unhappy at that time frame. And so then that kind of launches right into this spot here. And what happens right after this is the famous scene where he says, you know, he drives out demons by the prince of demons, by Beelzebul. So they're kind of accusing Jesus right after this of driving out demons because he's like from the devil, so to speak. So that's the accusation that he gets. And that's kind of how it leads into he's out of his mind, you know, in that part that it ends with right there. And so that's sort of to kind of give context to that particular situation. But you can kind of see that happens often with the truth. Sometimes when people are speaking the truth, then they try to take that person and put them next to something that would be crazy. But who would do that more than the father of lies, than the devil, to try to take truth, turn it on its head, and say that it's false? And so that's kind of one of the dangers that happens there. And, you know, I don't know, I kind of personally think that we see that happening a lot in the world today. And so that makes it very, very difficult to sort things out in the end. But one of the things you hear me say quite often, and I really truly believe in this, is that's why it's so important to heed the words of Jesus that his kingdom is not of this world. And I ask myself, it's like, how much of this world do I really need to know about to have salvation, to be with Christ in heaven? And it's really not that much. You know, when you really think about what our Blessed Mother has said to us over all of these years, you know, she always just asks us to repent of our own sins, to ask for forgiveness of our own sins, and to make penance for them. And then for those of us that are strong enough, to make penance for other people too, to offer up sacrifice for others if we can. And you're like, well, you know, all of that I can do without knowing too much information that's out there in the world. And that's an important thing about how tied to the goings on of the world that we can get to sometimes. And, you know, it's kind of an amazing thing because even in that very last part of our first reading there, you see that, you know, it says, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the internal spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God? So, you know, it was a pagan people at the time. And these pagan people are finally converted by the God of the universe. And so he brings them along in sacrifices that are kind of rudimentary until he becomes the only thing that needs to be sacrificed in that way. But we look around in this world. I was talking to Father Brent recently, and down there in Ashland, you see all kinds of people getting attached to things of this world that will give them some sort of healing. Crystals and spells and horoscopes and tarot cards and all of that stuff is what we would call a divinization. You know, it's basically you trying to take the power of God by knowing things that only God knows and use that for your own gain. There's nothing more worldly than that, is to use things for your own gain instead of allowing something to be reserved for God's knowledge and to allow him to lead you in your life. And so those are important reminders that there are really dangerous things that are actually out there here in this world, and all the more important to fix our gaze heavenward. And so, you know, we celebrate St. Vincent today, who was a martyr and a deacon. And so he was imprisoned with, you know, we had St. Sebastian the other day when I was here to celebrate Mass, and I was telling how he's a great patron of mine. You know, he's a patron of athletes, you know, known for his fortitude and perseverance. Well, St. Vincent died under the same persecution of the same Emperor Diocletian. And so it was that early, early martyrs of the church, but they just could not break him. No matter what they tried to do of the world, you know, to try to break him, it would not happen. One of the things that they'd even tried to do, at the very least, because it was illegal, the clergy at that point had been illegal. And so they said, can we just burn the books? Will you? It was almost like they're bargaining with him at this point. Can we just burn the Roman Missal and like the book of the Gospels? Will you let us do that? And he refuses. Again, you know, like I'd said over Christmas, people died to pass those things on. Rather than, he would rather have himself be killed than those books, than the word of God be burned. That's the spirit of which the church is founded on. We're pretty comfortable now, so we don't think about that much, but that's why we still celebrate it. That's why we remember it, because it's an important, important thing to remember, that it's heroic virtue that keeps the church going. God bless you all.